Ethics of Science. This section is called Research Ethics and the Process of Research. And this is a short introductory video where I will be describing some central concepts rather quickly and then giving an overview on what's on the next videos relating to the ethics of research process. Now, the main point of research is obviously to produce knowledge. And in philosophy, one of the time-tested definitions, or rather characterizations of knowledge, is that knowledge is, by definition, true, justified belief. Now, within epistemology, this definition has been challenged, especially during the last 50 or so years, and the term knowledge has undergone a critical evaluation where, for example, the truthfulness criterion has been challenged, as well as the question of what does it mean that knowledge needs to be justified. And furthermore, there are some philosophers who think that knowledge does not depend on it being believed by somebody. However, this concept is rather good in the sense that it does give us some sort of a characterization what we are looking for in scientific enterprise. And just to give an idea how this term knowledge should be understood in the context of these lectures, I'll use the term truthfulness in the sense that science is an enterprise that holds truth in value. That is, scientists at least try to gain true understanding about the world. The problem of defining knowledge as having to be true is that many times we cannot ascertain ourselves about the scientific theory being true. It might be problematic even to say that a theory is true or untrue, depending on one's take on what a theory is. Furthermore, factual, that is truthful, knowledge sometimes turns out to be less so. That is, we might think that something is true at some point, but later on we realize that a claim is not true after all. So, one should be aware of the problematic use of the truthfulness criterion. Furthermore, justifiedness. Sometimes justifications are seen to be absolute justifications, in the sense that we can ascertain a claim in the sense that we have proven in the strong sense the claim to be such and so. However, knowledge about empirical things is not absolutely true in many cases, especially if we have universal claims about the world. Let's say that we make a claim that the universe is such and so, and the claim is based on limited evidence, then we cannot, logically speaking, say that we have proven absolutely that things are such and so. So this is a matter of degree. That is, we may justify our beliefs only to a certain degree. Now, the belief criterion can be seen as something that bases the whole definition of knowledge, that is, that knowledge is a certain kind of belief that things are such and so. Some philosophers have countered this idea and said that knowledge is something that is not related to a belief that is held by an individual, but rather knowledge is something out there that people can access. I won't be going into these problems any further, but I'll just contend that knowledge is something that is true or probable or something like that, and we have justification that is more or less good. And instead of belief, one could talk about information that we have or data that we have about things. Okay, so the research process, I think in the most general sense, is about asking questions and answering those questions. So a scientist can be said to ask a question relating to nature and then acquiring an answer to that question. Right. So the research process, what is done by asking those questions and answering those questions, and we could say that in general terms, where we are trying to fill gaps in existing knowledge. We know certain things, and then we know about other things that we don't know them. So we might want to fill in the gaps. Also, besides filling gaps, the science also tries to expand knowledge or the area of knowledge and previously unknown or realized areas are found, and we push our existing knowledge into new areas. Also, we could say that we are trying to come up with a whole picture about the universe and the world and how things work in there. We are trying to see relations between things that we have not realized before and so forth. So knowledge within science is something that is a novelty, that is, we try to come up with new things that we don't know before. But science is a process that goes into a critically deeper level, in the sense that we don't settle with existing knowledge as it is, but we might want to test the previous knowledge and confirm that things are as they are thought to be before. And sometimes this process of critically evaluating previous knowledge gives us surprises, in the sense that we might realize that the previous beliefs or previous information doesn't hold actually, and a further study might show that things are not the way that we thought them to be. So we might actually falsify previous theories, that is, show that the previous theory or previous data is not right. Also, knowledge is such that there's only a degree of precision at any given moment. So in science, we might want to make claims more precise, accurate, connect those existing pieces of knowledge to other pieces of knowledge and trying to saturate the picture about the universe. One further note relating to the concept of knowledge that might be interesting. There are different types of knowledge. Some knowledge is by nature descriptive. That is, it describes how things are in the world, giving a picture of how things are. And this is different from giving an explanation to the question why things are such and so. And we might have a description how things are, but we don't know why they are the way they are. And explanatory knowledge could be said to be something related to giving an account on causes and effects. If the effect is something, how things are, we might want to know what process brought about that state of affairs. One could possibly discern also other kinds of knowledges or claims of knowledge, but the point here is that a scientist ought to realize what kind of product they are aiming at. That is, what kind of knowledge they are producing. Why this is relevant from the ethical point of view is that we might, let's say, give an account on the level of poverty in some country, and we might have an accurate description as to how many percent of the citizens are classified as being poor, and that is good as far as it goes. However, we might be interested in the question of why is it that this number of people are poor, and the aim could be to give an account of the causes of poverty so that people could do something about the problem, and in order to address a problem, one would need to have an idea how to rectify the situation, and that could be done only by trying to get rid of the causes, the root causes of the problem. So different types of knowledge claims are important, but their function and their meaning and their usability might be different. Right, so and to end this introductory video, I will just lay out the research process or the phases of research process as are familiar to anyone who has read a methodology book or whatever, and gotten some instruction about the research process. And I will be looking into these different phases and pointing out some questions relating to ethics of science or ethics of research. Now, The process starts by choosing an area and recognizing a problem within that area. Broadly speaking, one is within a certain field of study. If you're a biologist, you will be choosing the area within biology or something like that. And one ought to recognize a problem that one wants to study. That is the thing that one is interested in, about which one formulates a question, the research question. This might seem to be innocent in the sense that questions are not loaded, ethically speaking, but actually there are ethical questions relating to formulating a problem and a research question. I'll be looking into that area in one video. Next, recognizing a problem and formulating a question is just the beginning. One needs to realize how to deal with a question, how to tackle the problem. That is, choosing a method with which the question can be answered. Now, there are multitude of methods within science. There are actually hundreds of different kinds of methods that are related to different types of questions and so forth. And as things stand, many questions can be tackled by using different kinds of methods. And whenever there's a choice, one needs to make that choice by actually realizing what are the pros and cons on different choices. And as it turns out, sometimes also ethical questions are relevant when choosing a method. Next, collecting or producing data from which the needed information can be inferred. How is data collection done? What are the ethical dimensions relating to that? That's the topic of one video. Assuming that we're looking into the research process and the phase where inferences are made, that is, when one tries to draw the answer from the data, answering the question, how is that done and what ethical questions are relating to that? That's the topic of one video. After the actual research is done, it's not knowledge in the sense of it doesn't produce knowledge in the sense of being knowledge of the scientific community unless one writes a report and publishes the results. The knowledge in science is actually social in nature. That is, individual scientists and their understanding of the world isn't per se knowledge, or scientific knowledge, but rather after the knowledge has been tested and critically evaluated by the scientific community, only after that can we make a claim that we have gained scientific knowledge. And this communal aspect requires that we report our findings and submit it to critical evaluation, and that can end up in publishing the information or knowledge, which then can be further scrutinized by the research community. Okay, so here is an overall introduction to the ethics of the research process, and in the next videos I will be going through the phases of research process and the ethical dimensions thereof.